You are nothing but a big coward.
I know it,
said the lion, hanging his head in shame.
I've always known it, but how can I help it?
I don't know, I'm sure. To think of your striking a stuffed man like the poor scarecrow.
Is he stuffed?
Asked the lion in surprise, as he watched her pick up the scarecrow and set him upon his feet while she patted him into shape again.
Of course he's stuffed,
replied Dorothy, who was still angry.
That's why he went over so easily,
remarked the lion.
It astonished me to see him whirl around so. Is the other one stuffed also?
No,
said Dorothy.
He's made of tin.
And she helped the woodman up again.
That's why he nearly blunted my claws,
said the lion.
When they scratched against the tin and made a cold shiver run down my back. What is the little animal you're so tender of?
He is my dog, Toto,
answered Dorothy.
Is he made of tin or stuffed?
Asked the lion.
Neither. He's a meat dog,
said the girl.
Oh, he's a curious animal and seems remarkably small, now that I look at him.